What I'm about to share with you cannot be put into human words. It's so wonderful that we cannot express it in human words. And those who make it to heaven for all of eternity, they will not be able to put it, they also will not be able to actually put it into words. What am I speaking about? The Lord Jesus Christ Himself, the Father God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, God, His presence, and fellowship with Him. That's the deepest reality of knowing Jesus Christ. Amen. I just want to tell you, I just want to say it. I want to get it into a message. I want to shout it from the rooftops, put it into however I can. It can't be put into words. He's so beautiful and glorious and majestic, and that that's the answer. That's the meaning. This what I'm sharing with you right now. And let me say, it's nothing. I am nothing. There's nothing good in me. The only thing in me that's good is Jesus Christ. Amen. This is just something that the Holy Spirit's revealed to me and millions of people all over the world. But there's billions who don't know this, that God Himself, He offers Himself to us, and this is what we were born to do, is know Him. And if we continue on with Him, we can get to the point where we fellowship with Him. That's the deepest reality. Fellowshipping with God Almighty. Like fellowshipping with a person. When you're with a person and you enjoy their presence. This is God Almighty. Fellowship with another person, that's a cheap example. But Jesus said, I call you friends now. But He's so glorious and beautiful. And in this series called The Glory of the Lord, I've been trying to explain how do we experience His glory, Him, what do we need to do? There's various things that we need to do and have to do. But it's all really simple. It's seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him with our whole heart. But back to this topic. This is the topic. Fellowship with God Almighty. That's what Jesus offers. Jesus says in Revelation chapter 3, you can look it up. He said, behold, I stand at the door of your innermost being, your spirit person, and I knock. Can you believe that? God Almighty's knocking on every person's heart, and most people say no. We're turning down the greatest thing in the universe, the greatest entity that's priceless, that can never be, is so wonderful and awesome and glorious and incredible and supernatural and indescribable. He can never be, we could never, and we say no, and we do other things. Okay? He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me. I will sup with him. Sup. He wants to have you know how it's really nice to have a meal with someone, you know, dinner and, you know, with somebody, and where is your favorite foods and your favorite person? Well, God Almighty offers Himself, His glory to the glory to God forever. It's beyond human comprehension that God Almighty would offer this to us. Here's the thing. this short message, I simply want to say it as clear as I possibly can. Okay? And perhaps I'll have a whole series about this topic, fellowship with God. And we could give a trillion messages about it, and we'll never even touch the surface. I mean, that's how incredible this is. But I'm trying to be as clear as possible to say, this is the reason humans were created. This is the reason you were on the earth. This is what you were born to do, fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Boom, period. That's what every person was born to do. Even if they don't realize it, most 95% of the people don't realize it. They don't see it. They won't accept it. They don't want it. They say no. But that doesn't mean anything. We all miss it. We all were in that place. There was a time when I didn't even know we could fellowship with God. I was trying to find God. I didn't even know. The Holy Spirit's so wonderful. When we meet Jesus Himself, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, they're one and the same. When we meet Him, He will lead us into this. We must continue on with Him. We must walk with Him and all of that. There's much, but I want to focus in. This is why we are here on the earth, to fellowship with Him. When you or anyone meets Him, you directly with Him, that's when everything happens. You will be forever changed, both on earth and for eternity. You will never be the same. You will find the answer to life. And you know, it's just incredible. And it's so tragic that, again, 95% of the world does their own thing. And they're, you know, prideful and arrogant. And we all were in that place before, right? And they'll just do their own thing. And then, nope. Oh. Even Christians, even Catholics, they're doing their own thing. They don't, you know, we don't, there's no one who does good. No, not one. There's no one righteous. Jesus Himself, so beautiful, so glorious, so merciful and gentle and wonderful and giving and just every positive superlative you can think of. That's our God Almighty. He's Lord, the Lord God, gracious and merciful. No, merciful and gracious. Long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness and truth. Forgiving iniquity. Okay, so I think I'll continue on with this. This series may transition into fellowship with God, but that's what He offers. He says in the book of John, Jesus said, if anyone loves Me, he will keep My word. My Father will love him. And let me state it clearly. If anyone loves Me, he will keep My word, My revelation, My word. My Father will love him. And we will come to Him and make our home with Him. That's incredible. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And again, when someone meets Him, then He's so beautiful, all we want to do is seek Him. We find that's the meaning and that's the purpose and that's the answer, that's the meaning of life. You know, and it's so tragic that 98% of the world, you ask them and they will, you don't ask them, but just they think that God, you know, they associate God with dead religion and the most boring, dry, dull, awful, terrible thing. Dead religion and this, you know, Christianity, Catholicism, and it's this kind of, you know, all these, you know, stiff people and they're unnatural and they want nothing to do with it. which is normal. I mean, that was my testimony. That's what I saw that and I was like, I know that's not the answer. So I to be honest, I went directly to God. It was challenging, but I found Jesus Christ. And that's what every person really has to do. We get to do that. It's not that we have to. We get to go directly to Him. Okay. Thanks for listening. More soon. This is Wonder in Reality. WonderReality.org. Email us at hello@WonderReality.org. Blessings to you.